You are listening to KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix. The new film Money Monster, starring George Clooney, begins with Clooney's character hosting a cable TV show that covers the stock market and investing with a lot of bells and whistles. And some critics have pointed to the not-so-subtle qualities the character shares with Jim Cramer of CNBC's Mad Money. There aren't that many films that delve real deeply into the intricacies of the stock market or investing. One recent exception is the Oscar-nominated The Big Short. With me for a few minutes to talk about Money Monster and The Big Short is Bill Gutekunst, film critic for the Arizona Republic and AZ Central. Bill, thanks for being with us.
Sure, thanks for having me.
So how much of an effort was there to make it seem as though Clooney's character was knowledgeable about the market, or was this just more of a different sort of movie that turned into a thriller, let's say?
It was sort of both. He's clearly modeled on like the Jim Cramer kind of guy, you know, bombastic. Although, is it not just as some people find Cramer, this guy is more over the top. He comes out with dancing girls and top hats and sing songs and stuff. And he's got his gimmicks. He's got, you know, the stocks that you're supposed to follow, the stocks, you know, the ones you're supposed to buy, the ones you're supposed to sell. And what happens in the film is, and this doesn't give anything away that isn't in the trailers or anything else, I don't think. Jack O'Connell plays, who's a great actor, plays a guy who invests all his life savings in one of the tips that Clooney's character gave him, unbeknownst to this guy's wife, by the way. But he goes nuts. I mean, he takes the place hostage. He's going to blow up the studio, which would kill him and Clooney, and it would also kill Julia Roberts, who is Clooney's producer, and who is, by the way, excellent in this movie. I don't typically like her that much, but she's really good in this. But as you say, over time, they don't delve too deeply into why things went wrong. It turns into a different bad guy who did a different bad thing, and in that way, it kind of turns into a thriller. It turns out not to be as much about the entire system is about how one person could manipulate that system.
So how much of this should we take as relating to every man in the middle class who may have felt like, especially during the economic crisis, that the power brokers took him, his family down, maybe took his house, et cetera?
Well, I think that you should probably not go take your local TV station hostage, for one thing. I mean,
we saw that in Arizona many decades ago, yeah.
Yes, exactly. They tend to turn out, kind of sadly sometimes. But I think it's clearly that there have been a lot of films, you know, as well as The Big Short, there have been other movies as well, that have really played into that feeling that a lot of people had, that they felt like they didn't feel like they got cheated. They did get cheated, and they're angry. And I think that it takes films a little while, you know, the curve is a little slower. You know, it's harder to get a movie made than to do some sort of rip from the headlines, the TV series or something. But I think that the resentment is still there, and the damage is still there for so many people that, you know, these movies have a real resonance. They go about it in a lot of different ways. Like this movie, it's directed by Jodie Foster. It's really taut. I mean, there's not a wasted second in this movie. And they, you know, and it turns into this kind of, you know, high-intensity thriller, which there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you still want people to go to the movies, and if you want a documentary, there's some pretty good one of those out there, too.
So, Bill, finally, how important do you think tone is when it comes to an issue like this, which, you know, the average viewer is going to be entertained. They're looking to get entertained. They're not necessarily looking for a lot of investment advice or does this get the intricacies of how the stock market works? So when it comes to that, does it have to sort of play the middle? Was The Big Short more of like a dramedy, for example?
Well, I'll say this. I think that you should probably not get your financial advice from a movie.
Probably, right.
They don't put a warning like that at the beginning, but maybe they should because people do get it from people like Jim Cramer. But I think that The Big Short is hugely entertaining and it's a great movie. And, it's really funny, but they do these things where they actually stop the film and out comes Margot Robbie in a bathtub with champagne, who explains, you know, sort of how stocks work or how the housing market works. Or then you have, Selena Gomez and some world-renowned economist sitting at a table playing blackjack or shooting craps in Vegas. And then she explains with his help, you know, how you short, you know, the market and that sort of thing. So he gives you the spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down.
Right.
I think that really helps. you're really getting some. So now, I should say Money Monster doesn't try to do that to any great extent. But I think that's what made Money Monster is a fun film. But Big Short is a really good film. And it just kind of hits all the spots that it needs to. It's really informative, but it's really entertaining.
Bill Goody-Kuntz, film critic for the Arizona Republic and AZ Central. Bill, good to talk with you. Thanks.
Thank you.